Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Good morning. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, we may be also. So we thank God for another awesome day that he's made. We always say man can take credit for a whole lot of things, but man cannot make a day. And so we thank God today for him allowing us to see another day that he's made. And we will continue to lift up the name of Jesus. It is he who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. And so that's what we've come to do today. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus. We've come to give him glory. We've come to give him honor, and we've come to give him praise, because truly he is worthy of all our praise, from the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same. His name is worthy to be praised. And so we thank God today for allowing us to have breath in our bodies. The record says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Let us invite the Lord into our service this morning. I'm going to read or recite Psalm 24. And it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Keep silence. Keep silence. keep silence. Keep silence before him. Amen. I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay if she will lead us in our invocation prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kayson. Good morning, heart of God. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come again with grateful hearts, thanking you and praising you for another Sunday, another beautiful Sunday that thou hast blessed us to see, O God. We thank you, Father, because truly thou hast been mighty good unto us. We thank you for mercy and grace that touched us this morning and woke us up. We thank you, Father God, because you and you alone are God, and you are just an awesome God. And we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise today. We say hallelujah to your name, because there is no other name under the heaven whereby men can be saved except the name Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for your saving grace that you have given us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, because of your faithfulness, oh God. We are able one more time to come together. Yeah. And to worship you in spirit and in truth. And, oh, God, we love you this morning because you first loved us when we were lost in sin and iniquity and didn't know which way to turn and where to go, Father God. But we thank you, Jesus, that you made a way out of nowhere. And we thank you, Father, that you touched us, oh, God, in the nick of time, Father. You saved us, Father God. And you set our feet on this solid rock, which is you, Christ Jesus. So for that this morning, we are grateful. We are grateful for the cross, Lord Jesus. We are grateful that you paid our sin debt in full. We are grateful for you, sweet Holy Spirit, that continue to lead us and guide us every day. And then, oh God, we are grateful for your word. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that as you look on our hearts this morning, Father, oh God, as you search us and research us, Father, Father God, whatever you see this morning that's not pleasing in your sight, I pray that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And as you cleanse us, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will give us more and more your Holy Spirit, more and more your love, more and more your compassion. Give us that servant and that humble heart that we might seek your will and your purpose, and we might do it today, Father. And whatever we do, I pray in Jesus' name that your name will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for Pastor Kayson. We thank you for how you brought him through the week, how you kept him, oh God, how you shield him, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for our shepherd. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you allow him to preach the word, oh God. And Father I pray today, Lord Jesus, that through the preached word, oh God, that men will be delivered and saved, oh God. Father God, that something will be said, oh God, that your name will be glorified. And Father God, I pray for First Lady Kayson this morning. I pray that you be her help and her strength. Look on the first family as only you can. And Father God, I pray for each and every member of the heart of God this morning, that you will meet them where they are, Father God. You know what they stand in the need of this morning, Father. So I pray that you will touch your people, Lord Jesus, not only in the heart of God, but people throughout the land, those that come in by phone, Facebook, those that come in by the internet, whichever way they want to hear your word today, Father. I pray that you will reach out, Lord Jesus, and touch them with a mighty hand, Father. And, oh, God, I pray, Lord Jesus, for those that don't know you, Lord Jesus, that you will touch them, Father God. Father God, that you will draw them nigh unto your cross. Father God, we need you more than ever before. I pray, Lord Jesus, for Dick and Bryce. I pray for all those that are sick and shut in, all those that are in hospitals, homes, and nursing homes. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will touch this morning through your mighty healing hand, Father God. Oh, Father God, touch our minds, touch our bodies, touch our spirits. And, oh, God, I pray that in the touching, Lord Jesus, that we will have a closer and a personal relationship with you. Oh, God, help us to decrease, hallelujah, Jesus, that you might increase, Father, and that you, Father God, will be glorified. Father God, we thank you for the word this morning. I pray that you look on Robin's sights, oh God, as she prepares to bring a word from you this morning, oh God. Use her for your glory. Use her for your honor. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Speak through are Holy Spirit. That you and you alone will do the drawing, Father God. Use your word, Father God, to comfort somebody's heart. We thank you, Father God. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. We thank you for these and all blessings that you're going to let your people receive today. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. And we thank you for your glory today. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen.
Amen. We thank Reverend Lindsay, amen, for that fervent prayer, amen. Thank God, amen, for a praying church, amen. For praying people that don't mind going to the Lord in prayer, don't mind seeking his face, don't mind giving him glory. Because truly God is worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And so that's what we're going to give him today. We're going to give him all the honor, the glory, and the praise that he so richly deserves. Amen. There is a song this morning, amen, that we would sing in the church, amen. And we would just give God the glory because it was a great song and people could sing it together and people would look at each other and put their hands together, and I call this a tambourine banger, amen. You can bang on the tambourine, you can bang on the floor with your foot, amen, or clap your hands, amen. But it was a song where everybody knew the chorus, and everybody just chimed in, and they would sing to the glory of God, and that's hymn number 191. And hymn number 191 is entitled Glory to His Name, amen. And we would sing this song, amen, and it would just fill up the church, and it would fill people's hearts as they would sing, beginning at verse 1, down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to His name, glory to His name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. And as we sing this song, just remember, amen, where you got cleansed by the Lord, amen, where he washed you and made you whole, amen. Let us sing to the glory of God. Number 191, glory to his name. I want you to sing it, amen, like he's singing it for the first time. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. Verse 2, I am so unjustly saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in, singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood of life, singing glory to his name. Verse 3. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saved me and keeps me clean. Singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. It was there to my heart was the blood applied. Singing glory to his name. Verse 4. Come to the fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Singing glory to his name. Y'all know the song. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. It was there to my heart was the blood applied. Singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. It was there to my heart was the blood applied. Singing glory to his name. Amen. And everybody would give the Lord some praise. Amen. And somebody would say, thank you, Lord. Somebody would say, glory to his name. Somebody would say, oh, hallelujah, thank you, God. Somebody said, he washed me and made me whole. Somebody said, he washed my sins away. Somebody said, glory to his name, precious name. Hallelujah, thank you, God. It was there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. Amen, amen. We thank God, amen, that we can look back over our lives, amen, and sing that first verse, down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory, glory, glory to his name, amen. That's all right. Somebody say, ain't the Lord all right, amen. Yeah, that's one of them tambourine bangers, amen. You sing that for a while, the church catch hold of it, amen, can't turn it loose, amen. And we thank God, amen, for how the Spirit would minister and still minister today as we sing the songs of glory, the songs of the gospel, the songs that kept and brought the church through difficult dangers seen and unseen. And so we say glory, glory to his name, amen, amen. God bless you this morning. We're going to go to our phone lines, amen, and we're going to ask you to give a testimony about glory to his name. We're going to go to our first worshiper, last four digits, 7971. 7971, glory to his name.
Good morning, everyone. Glory to his name, because he is to be glorified and praised this morning. I thank God this morning for you, Pastor, First Lady. First Lady,
bless
I thank you for your words of encouragement every morning. It's such a blessing that you can wake up and know that God has an angel clamped around you that's protecting you with his word. It's a great day in this world that there are still people that love the Lord and love his people and show it by giving thanks to him, giving those beautiful words to us to help us live in a world that we know is not so pleasing nowadays, but that still God's children working on his behalf for his children. Amen. That's an honor. That's a praise to him who loves us. And this song is so appropriate for us today to sing glory to his name, to give him praise, to give him honor, because he deserves it. We pray to him every day, and he answers. That's the good thing, that we have a testimony to know that God loves us in spite of. In spite of, he still loves us. Thank God for all of y'all. Thank God for the prayer warriors that intercede for us every week. It's such an honor.
Amen.
Such an honor to be alive this morning and be able to sing and praise his name and call on him, knowing that he has the power to do it all. We just have to believe in order to receive. That comes easy if you love the Lord, because he definitely loves us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Thank everybody. Pray for each and every one of you on this line this morning, because I am just so grateful to be able to sit here and call out his name, knowing he is everything. He means everything to me. Everything to me. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. We are saved. Act like it. Act like it. And touch someone else. Touch someone else. If people out here lost and don't know him. But if you can, do the honor to your Heavenly Father and reach out and touch someone. You all be blessed in the Lord. I thank God for you. And be blessed all week. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. Blessings out to you all. Good morning, Heart of God Church. Yes, glory to his name. Just want to say praise him, because he's worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Every praise to my God, every word of worship, to my God, every praise is to my God. God, my Savior.
Yeah.
God, my Deliverer. Yeah. God, my Healer.
Yeah.
Yes, He is.
Yes,
yes
He is. Everything.
Every praise is to my God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank God for waking me up this morning. I pray that all of you have a blessed day and a blessed week. I love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Glory to his name. Last four digits, 3343. 343, glory to his name.
Glory to his name. Praise the Lord, dear Father. I'm so glad that you touched my eyes open this morning and my feet on the ground and gave me another second chance to stay on the right track and follow your footsteps and glorify your holy name. You let me stay here one day and let me, Father, that I've lost a lot of friends of mine in the last month or so, and I'm so glad that you gave me another second chance to stay on the right track and follow your name and glorify your holy name, for you have been so good and so grateful to us that you have brought us a mighty long way. And we're so thankful that, Father, that you are my Father. I didn't have no Father for the earthly Father, but I'm so glad I had a Father for the heavenly Father. And I said, thank you, Father, for being so good to me.
Thank you.
In your blessed holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 7351. Glory to his name.
Good morning, Pastor Kayshawn and First Lady and Heart of God Family Church. I just want to say glory to his name. My goodness, to God be all the glory. So we have truly, truly been blessed by him, especially with all the storms and rain and that has come through us this summer. And we have survived them, and we're still here from one storm to another. But we must pray for the people in the path of the Hurricane Ida. My goodness, I pray, Lord, that most of them evacuated. If they, wanted to leave, I pray that they did. And those who stayed, I pray for them to survive, oh, Heavenly Father. I also lift up a prayer to the people who have to stay in the hospitals with the COVID, and they're not able to go, and they have to weather the storm. So let's keep praying for them and know that the Lord is going to take care of them and send all his angels to protect them all, oh, Heavenly Father. So to God be all the glory. I thank him for allowing me to be here today, waking up this morning to a beautiful day that he has made. And may we meet again next week. To God be all the glory. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Let's go to our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, Heart of God. To God be the glory for the great things he has done and what he will continue to do. I am truly blessed. Truly blessed this upcoming week. This is a great week. We're back in school, just the teachers. But to God be the glory for what he's going to do and will continue to do. And on tomorrow, Pastor and I will be married for 30 years. On tomorrow, to God be the glory
praise
for the great things he has done and will continue to do. And on Thursday, September the 2nd, I will be 59 years old. That's why I say God is still good. He's still in the blessing business. We all are still here. We are able to celebrate birthdays. Every day that we're here is a victory, and it's a victory in Jesus. And I just thank the Lord for all of my victories in my life. And I just love you all, and thank you for all your words of encouragement, testimony. And I want everyone to have a blessed and safe week. I love you all. I'm sending out my air hugs and my kisses, and I hope that you all are receiving them right now. I love you, and have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Happy birthday, happy anniversary. All my love. Amen. My boogum snoogums. We're going to go to our next worshiper. The last four digits, 1741, 1741. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Kayshawn again. Good morning, First Lady Kayshawn and the Heart of God Baptist Church. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I give God all the glory, honor, and praise this morning. Truly been mighty good unto me this week. I thank God for you all. Congratulations, Pastor Kayshawn and First Lady, on your anniversary. God bless you. I pray that God will give you all 30 more years. And
amen.
First Lady, happy birthday unto you. I pray that God will continue to bless you with many, many more birthdays. I just thank God. I see the love in you all. I see the love in you, in your marriage, in your family. And it just goes out to the church. And so we thank God for that blessing. And we thank God that you all are the example that he can use to let other couples know that it is possible. It can be done. So we thank God for that blessing. I thank God for my son and for his wife and my grandson and sisters and brothers and church families. And just want to leave a couple of scriptures with you this morning from Psalm 117. It said, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." And I just ask that we continue to pray for one another through the storms, through the hurricanes, even the military disasters that we experienced this month, this particular week. So much has gone on, and we just have to keep holding on to God's unchanging hand, and he will bring us through not only this nation, but other nations too. We just have to keep praying and keep turning to him and keep trusting and believing. God is our keeper. He is our God. He will keep us. He will keep us strong in him. So we have to keep praising him, keep praying, and keep believing. God bless you. And again, congratulations, Pastor and First Lady. I love you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 0025. Glory to his name. 0025.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly, glory to his name this morning. I just want to thank God this morning for being a mighty and a powerful God. For truly, he is a mighty God that we serve. And I just thank God this morning for his love, for his peace, for his faithfulness, for his goodness to me and to my family. I praise God this morning for my family and my church family and my pastor and our First Lady. Congratulations to Pastor and First Lady on your 30th anniversary on tomorrow. And happy birthday to First Lady on Friday coming up. God bless you all. May he continue to keep you and continue to hold you and continue to unite you together as one body in Christ. And God is awesome. So great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And I just thank him this morning because truly God is able to do anything but fail. And I just thank God this morning for being my provider and for being my healer. Have a blessed week. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony. Thank God. Amen. For all the testimonies of the saints. Amen. And your words of encouragement. Truly, it's a blessing to be able to fellowship one with another. And so we are getting ready to go to the Lord in prayer this morning before we're going to have Reverend Sykes bring us a word today. And we ask you to pray with her and pray for her as she prepares to bring the word, amen. Thank God for her steadfastness in the Lord, amen. I know that almost 18 years ago, amen, we started Heart of God Church, amen, as we started our mission, amen. She was one of the founding members, amen, that when we started our mission, amen. November 04, amen. We thank God for, amen, her continued faithfulness, her growth, and her continued service to the Lord. So pray with her, pray for her as she prepares to deliver the word. But before then, we want to go to the Lord in prayer. Many have mentioned the wars and the rumors of wars and the hurricanes and the tornadoes and the storms of life that are raging, have raged and are continuing to rage, the global pandemic, the advent of our children going back to school under conditions that don't allow them to be vaccinated from the COVID virus and the political and religious and uprising of those who stand against some of the masking and some of the social distancing that are required to make sure our children who are vulnerable because they cannot get a shot and because, amen, they are in a position, amen, where they're relying on the adults, amen, to make the sacrifices of wearing masks and getting the vaccine, amen. Let me just say that about vaccine, amen. If you believe in it or not, or if you believe in masks or not, just think about the vulnerability of the children, because they can't make that decision. They haven't been approved to get it. And so they're depending on you and they're depending on me. So if I have to make a sacrifice, and I'm asking you, if you have to make a sacrifice, amen, do what is necessary, amen, to protect children. Whether it's wearing a mask or whether it's getting a vaccine, amen. You never know. Nobody knows for sure, amen, 20 years from now. There might be some side effect, or there might be some side effect from masking. But we do know, amen, that with the new strain, amen, that it spreads almost as fast as chicken pox, amen. And so you know how fast chicken pox spreads. And children have nobody to help them but the adult. So please, ma'am, please, sir, amen, make that sacrifice. People have made sacrifices for you and I down through the years, amen, not knowing what the outcome was going to be, but they still rolled up their sleeves, went to war, went to battle for whatever reason they had to, so that they could protect those that were vulnerable. So that's my two cents this morning. I know some still sitting on the fence. Some are not sure about what they should do, but just look after the children, amen. They are innocent, amen, and they need someone to make a sacrifice, amen. Make a sacrifice, amen. That means you're going to put your skin on the line for them, amen. It's just a novel idea in today's world where a lot of people think about me, myself, and I. But somewhere along the line, we need to put ourselves, put some skin in the game and make a sacrifice for ourselves. Amen. We're still praying in regards to opening our church. We were in the process of opening when the Delta variant came in and slammed the area real hard. So we're continuing to evaluate. So continue to pray. Continue to trust God. Amen, that at the right time, amen, he will see fit for us to be able to open up and get back together. But until then, amen, we will continue to praise him on any means that we have, through the internet, through Facebook, through social media, amen. And the record declares, amen, two or three are gathered in his name, that he is in the midst. And we thank God that he's in the midst of us, and we're still able to lift up the name of Jesus, continue to give him honor, continue to give him glory, and continue to give him praise that he so richly deserves. Amen. And so we're going to pray. And then after prayer, amen, we're going to ask young, amen, get our minister, Dwight Grober, used to give her a nickname of Stomp and Grind. Amen. She stomp on with the word and grind it. Amen. And we have Minister Lane, amen, Stomp and Grind Sykes, amen, will minister to us after our prayer. So let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to be able to call on your name. And God, we don't call on you, amen, for anything other than that your will be done. So, Father, we pray right now that you will forgive us of our sins. Oh, God, that you would be faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we pray that you would continue to station angels and people around us to show of your love and your kindness, your grace and your mercy. Father, we pray that you would continue to allow your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us in the way we should go. And Father, we pray for our children all over this world. God, you know what they stand in the need of. Pray, Father, that you would give the parents, oh God, the guardians, those that are caretakers, the ability to make the sacrifice that is needed to keep them safe and to keep them strong and keep them encouraged, God, as they prepare to go back to school, wherever they may be, God. God, we pray that you would put a hedge of protection around them, God, that you would not allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come upon them, God. We pray that you would bless their teachers and educators and those that would look after them, God, that they would be led by your spirit, God, that they would be instruments that are or vessels that are used in your hand, God, that they would minister, and, oh, God, that they would work with our children in a manner that's pleasing in your sight. God, we pray for all frontline workers, teachers, facilitators, and physicians, and all of those in the military all over this world, God, we pray, oh, God, as they make the sacrifice, God, that they would know, God, that you're there and that you care, God, that we would know that we appreciate them, God, that they are making sacrifices on a daily basis, working many hours and through many challenging things and situations all over this world. And so, God, we thank you for them, God. We thank you for providing medication and providing breakthrough vaccinations and providing the doctors with the ability to be able to come up with mitigation items that we can use, God, to survive in our physical health. God, we pray that you would continue to guide the hands of the doctors and guide the hands of those scientists, God, who are being instruments in your hand, God, that they would toil and, oh, God, that they would devise and that they would come up with ideas and solutions to the ailments that we have in our physical body. God, we thank you that you are the great physician, God, and that ultimately, God, that by your stripes we are healed. But, God, we thank you, God, that you have used those that you have created to help in the facilitating of our healing. And so, God, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. God, we thank you for Anita Bryce. God, you know what she stands in the need of. You know what she's going through in her physical body. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you will continue to touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. God, that you will continue to bless her. Oh, God, that you will continue to station people and loved ones around her, God, that show of your love and your kindness, your grace and your mercy. God, guide the hands of the physicians and those that will minister to her, God. Oh, God, that they too would be instruments in her hand, in your hand, God. God, we pray, God, that you would continue to whisper in her ear. Let her know, God, that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. God, continue to bless her caregivers. Continue to bless Cheyenne and her son and her daughter, God, as they minister to her, God. God, continue to allow your prayers to reach her, God, that she would know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that there's someone that is praying for her, that taking a little time to have her on the mind, God, to pray for. God, we pray for all of our church members, God, our family, our church family, God, from the youngest to the oldest. We pray, God, that whatever they stand in the need of, God, that you would be their need, that you would be their all-sufficient Savior, God, that you would be their Jehovah Jireh, their provider, God. And late in the midnight hour, God, when they're feeling, oh, God, that they're not there, that they don't know where and how they're going to make it, God, we pray that you would give them peace in the midst of the storm. God, you said that you would give them a peace that surpasses all understanding. And so, God, we pray that you would rain down peace, God. Oh, God, that they would be able to make it through the night, God. And as they make it through the night, God, we pray that you would continue to give them a spirit of praise, God, that they would praise their way through it, no matter what the situation or the circumstance, God, that they would realize through the power of your spirit that truly, God, oh, God, you're worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, God, your name is worthy to be praised. And so, God, we thank you for these times that we're in now, God. Oh, God, we thank you that you said in everything we should give thanks, oh, God. And so in this time, God, we give you thanks, God, because we come to realize, God, that it was nothing that we've done. That is nothing that we did, nothing that we could say, God. But it was you and you alone, God, that has kept us, that has continued to keep us and continue to make ways for us and continue to provide for us, continue to put roofs over our head and foods on our table. God, it's you, God, that has continued to keep us in our right minds. It's you, God, that continue to wipe the tears from our eyes. And, oh, God, when our hearts get heavy, it's you, God, that lifts the burden. It's you, God, that we can say we can cast our cares upon you because, oh, God, you care for us. God, we thank you, God, that even though, God, sometimes it's rough and sometimes it's tough, God, you never promised that the road would be easy, but you've been true to your word, God, that you said you never leave us nor forsake us. And so, God, we say thank you, God. God, we say thank you because if it had not been for you on our side, oh, God, we don't know where we would be. God, bless your servant today as she prepares to deliver your word, God. God, give her the anointing, oh, God, that she needs to proclaim what thus said the Lord. Oh, God, that she will proclaim the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. God, we thank you for your word today, and we give you a praise in advance for the things that you are doing, you're going to do, and you will continue to do. God, we thank you again for all your many blessings, and we ask these and all other blessings in the precious, the almighty name of Jesus, who is the Christ, and our spiritual soul says amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for prayer this morning. We're going to, amen, ask Reverend Sykes, amen, that she would come at this time. Reverend Sykes.
Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity to be able to serve in ministry on this morning. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done, is doing, and will do in the future in all of our lives. Father, I humbly bow under your mighty hand, asking that you would use me as your vessel this morning to preach your word with clarity, with conviction, with power, with boldness, and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, cleanse me, Father God, from all unrighteousness and make me a pure vessel to be used by you. Oh God, allow your word to saturate the hearts of your people this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you would turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11, and I will read verses 1, 2, and 6 in your hearing on this morning. Hebrews 11, I will read verses 1, 2, and 6, and it reads as thus. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. And verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. We praise God this morning for the reading of his holy word. The Holy Spirit gave me to give to you this morning a steadfast faith in God. I'm going to say that again. A steadfast faith in God. The book of Hebrews is a part of the 13 Pauline epistles that's in the New Testament that was written by the Apostle Paul. But this book, the book of Hebrews, is said to be written by an unknown author. In this 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, it talks about those individuals who were known as the heroes of faith. And these men and these women, whose faith enabled them to believe and trust God and overcome the circumstances and their obstacles, their lives were changed. And so all of them had one thing in common, faith. I'm going to say that again. They had one thing in common, faith. And Abraham was one of those heroes, and I believe he had a steadfast faith in God. And I say this because in Genesis chapter 22, God told Abraham to take his son Isaac to Mount Moriah and to offer him as a burnt offering or as a sacrifice. And Abraham obeyed God. He was obedient, and he did what God instructed him to do. No questions asked. Had it been one of us, we might have asked God a whole slew of questions. Why I got to do this? Why I got to go there? But Abraham was obedient, and he did what God asked him to do without hesitation. He was willing to do what God asked him to do. And as they were on their way to Mount Moriah, Isaac asked his father, Abraham, he said, where was the lamb, or where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Because, see, Isaac, he saw the fire, and he saw the wood, but he did not see the lamb. And so Abraham's response to Isaac, his son, was, God will provide a lamb for the burnt offering. See, Abraham had not seen the lamb. He didn't know where a lamb was. I don't even believe he had encountered a lamb on his way. But Abraham trusted God. And God provided a ram in the bush, and Abraham offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son Isaac. And Abraham named that place Jehovah Jireh, which means God provides. So why do we worry about things in our lives that are happening, things that are happening in the world today, when God has come to our rescue so many times before? Now, I don't know what you are going through this morning, but I can tell you one thing, that God is able to deliver and provide everything that you need, everything that I need, everything that all of us need collectively. And so Abraham, in the obedience to God and with his willingness to sacrifice his son, God did not allow Abraham to take Isaac's life. Why? Because God had given the command in order for Abraham to be tested. He wanted Abraham's faith to be tested. Mm-hmm. And in this life and on this journey of life, your faith, my faith, our faith, it will be tested.
Amen.
And God will provide, however, even though our faith will be tested. And this kind of testing of our faith will produce patience in us. And this is the kind of faith that we're talking about this morning that Abraham had, a steadfast faith in God. Now, this is the same kind of faith that we must have in God. Well, you might say, Reverend Sykes, what is a steadfast faith in God? Well, let's look at the word steadfast. The word steadfast means to be loyal, to be faithful, to be committed, and to stand firm in what we believe. So a steadfast faith in God means for us to be loyal, faithful, committed, and to stand firm in what we believe in God. In other words, steadfast faith is being rooted and grounded in the word throughout any season or challenges we might encounter in this life. And no matter what it looks like or feels like, because we have the confidence and the assurance that everything that God has said or promised to us will come to pass. God wants us to have a life of obedience and complete trust in him. On this journey, and we're on a journey in this life, on this journey in life, we will experience many challenges and circumstances and tests.
Amen.
Life is a process of growth, learning, and maturing. But where we fail at is, I believe, that we don't want to go through the process and have the patience that we need to endure. You see, we live in a world or a society where everything is so fast, it's so fast-paced, it's microwavable, and we have a right-now attitude. We don't want to wait for nothing. But there will be and there are roadblocks that we will encounter in life. But we must use them as stepping stones to mature us on this journey in life. By no means is this an easy journey, but it's a faith walk with God. I have come to realize that life is one step at a time, one day at a time. And by taking one step at a time and one day at a time, we can learn to be courageous. We can learn to act according to God's will, even when we don't know what lies ahead of us. Sometimes life doesn't make sense, and the challenges and the obstacles that we are confronted with, it depletes, it zaps all of our energy from us to the point where we become overwhelmed, we become burdened down from the circumstances and the cares of life, to the point that we feel that we have given all, and we don't have nothing else to give. We lose hope, becomes weary. We are human, and we do live in this human flesh. But
yeah.
God, who is our pillar of strength, gives us a strength exchange. And he is the one who gives us his strength in place of our weakness. He is our endless source of strength. Isaiah 40:29 tells us that he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increased their strength. So that says to me that God will restore, he will center, he will revive, and he will renew our strength. Because Isaiah 40:31 tells us, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You see, I have experienced that the best way to deal with the pressures of life is to rely, to lean, and depend, and have faith, and allow God to navigate or direct me through life's journey.
Mm-hmm.
We must be determined to run this race of life with patience and to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, despite of what we're going through, despite of what it looks like. When we go through these challenging times in our lives, we will be tested. And we should not think as though something strange is happening to us, but we should embrace the challenges, knowing that there is a reason, there is a purpose for everything, and that God has perfect timing. There are times when God must stretch us and pull us out of our comfort zone because we become too complacent and we become too comfortable. And we don't want to be stretched by God. We don't want to be stretched by him because when we are being stretched by God, it is uncomfortable and it is painful. But it's necessary. You see, when God stretches us, this is the pruning process where God removes or he cuts away those things in our lives that keep us from being fruitful, keep us from being growing, and keep us from maturing in him. But for us to walk in the purpose and the destiny that God has for us, he has to allow us to encounter these tests and a reshifting of our lives. We must learn how to accept what God allows in our lives. And I know it's hard to do, and I know sometimes we don't want to do it. But these tests, they come in many forms. They come in the form of medical issues. They could be physical ailments. They could be family issues. They can be financial issues. They can be worldly or global issues. They can be relationship issues. Lord knows people are having problems with on-the-job issues nowadays, and there could be ministry issues and many more. But what God wants us to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that as painful as these struggles and these tests might be, when the dust settles, dust will settle. Let me say that again. I want y'all to hear me this morning. When the dust settles and the dust will settle, and we come out of this and that and this, and we put all that we have in his hands, we will understand why we had to go through what we've been through and endure as good soldiers. No test, no testimony. We don't look like what we've been through. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. See, we don't look like what we've been through. Well, let me just speak for myself. I don't look like what I've been through. And I want you to say to yourself right now, I don't look like what
I've been through, glory to God.
Lord have mercy.
Even though we don't know what lies ahead, but we don't look like what we've been through. My. I'm reminded of a sermon that Pastor Kayson preached not long ago. And his title to the sermon was, "When Bad Turns to Worse, God is Still the Answer." Help me, Holy Ghost, this morning. I'm going to say that again. When bad turns to worse, God is still the answer. Because you do know on this journey in life, things are going to be bad. But those bad things have a tendency to turn to be worse.
Come on now.
But he's still God regardless of what our struggles are. And regardless of what's going on in the world and in our cities and in our homes, he is still God and he is still in control. Faith is what moves God. Say that again. Faith is what moves God. We must exercise our faith no matter what challenges we encounter in this life. We cannot and we will not compromise or surrender to the challenges that we have in life, but we are going to have a steadfast faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is today, where is your faith in God? I believe Pastor Cleveland wrote a song once entitled,
right.
"Where is Your Faith in God?" And so that's
right.
My question to us today. Where is your faith in God? Because, see, I am fully persuaded that God can and is able to do what he promised and said he would do. Because, see, God is not a man that he should lie. Because every word of God is truth. And God's word should shape our thinking and it should shape our actions. God's word has awesome power. And God has promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He has also promised that he will take care of us, and God is true to his word. He is our strength and weakness. He is our provider and our protection. He's our light in darkness. He's our healer. He's our joy in the time of sorrow. He's our hope for tomorrow. God is our all in all. Our faith and trust in God should be so strong that when we act on what God says, even before we see the evidence of the manifestation. I'm going to say that again. Our faith and trust in God should be so strong that we act on what God says, even before we see evidence of the manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
And that, my brothers and sisters, is a steadfast faith in God. And I'm reminded of the three Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel.
All right.
Daniel 3.
All right.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were thrown in the fiery furnace for refusing to bow down and serve idol gods and the golden statue image. But they had a steadfast faith in God so much that they told King Nebuchadnezzar that our God, whom we serve, can and is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace. They even went so far as to say that even if God does not save us or deliver us from this fiery furnace, we still trust and have faith in our God.
Amen.
They refused to compromise their faith, and they did not give up on God. And God proved himself mightily and allowed them to come out without a scratch on them. God will prove himself to you. How many times does God have to prove himself to you?
Hello.
I was so depressed once that I didn't know what to do. And God spoke to me and said, Elaine, he called me by my name, y'all. God will call you by your name. He said, Elaine, how much more do I have to prove myself to you? I've proven myself to you over and over over and over again. And I'm going to still prove myself to you every day of your life. So God wants you to know right here and right now that no matter what your struggles are, no matter what your challenges are, and no matter what your circumstances are today, that he is still God and he is still in control, and there is none like him. And I beseech you today to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You might bend, but you won't break. And even by chance, if you do happen to break, he will put the broken pieces, hallelujah. Glory to God. He will put the broken pieces of your life back together again. See, he's just that kind of God. See, whatever the problem, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he can solve it. I know this because I have experience with God. You know this because you have experience with God. We all have seen God work in and through our lives.
Amen.
And God is a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's a great God. And God would do what he said he was going to do. But we have to trust God completely. And see, the enemy don't want you to trust God completely. But you have to be firm. You have to stand firm. You have to stand fast in God's word. And know that God will do, and he will provide, and he will deliver, and he will come through, because he's done it before. He's done it once. He's done it twice. He's done it numerous times, and he'll continue to do it because he is that kind of God, and because he is still God, and because he is still in control. Let us continue to pray without ceasing, meditating on God's word day and night, guarding our ear gates, and being a light that shineth in darkness in a world that is just full of chaos. But we must continue to be that light that shines in darkness to serve in kingdom building, because that's what God wants us to do. And he wants us to have this steadfast faith in God. He wants us to trust him regardless of what it seems like and what it looks like. Because, see, it can look like one thing, and it can seem like one thing, but God knows what it actually is. See, we have to look beyond what we see with our physical eyes.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. That's right.
We got to look beyond what we see with these physical eyes that we look through every day that God allows us to look through. And we have to look through the spiritual eyes that God has given us. Because we know in the spiritual eyes that everything is going to be all right. God said it would be. I believe it, and that settles it. Wonderful is his name. And so we thank God today for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives on today. For truly, he is a mighty God. He is a great God, and he is an awesome God. And so we thank him this morning, and we praise his name, and we bless his name this morning. A steadfast faith in God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah this morning. A steadfast faith in God. It's what we need to continue to have. It's what we need to have if we're going to continue to make it on this journey in life. God bless you today.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Heaven, thanks for a powerful word. Amen. Steadfast faith in God. Hebrews 11, 1, 2, and 6. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That God always has a word. Amen. To encourage you, to lift you up. Amen. To allow us to be able to go on just a little further down the road. Amen. And so we Praise God, amen, for his word this morning. Amen. We're going to ask Reverend Sykes to come back and to give us our benediction. Amen. Some closing remarks and give us our benediction, Reverend Sykes.
Amen. God bless everyone today. I thank you, Pastor, again, for just allowing me the opportunity to be able, amen, to serve, amen, in kingdom building on this morning. I pray that God, that the word of God will saturate all of our hearts, that it will be a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our pathway, that the word of God will just keep us continuously as we go in day to day, day to day, and day to day. For truly God's word is what we're going to need to stand on in this day and time and forevermore. And so I just thank God this morning, and I thank you for our pastor this morning, for being my overseer, for being my pastor, for allowing me to be able to preach this morning. And I don't take it lightly. I really do appreciate it. And I thank you, and I thank Heart of God Baptist Church, and I thank you all very much for attending and inclining your ear unto the word of God this morning. Let us pray. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your word this morning that has gone forth, Father God. We pray, O God, this morning that the word will saturate the hearts of your people, O God, this morning, Father God, that the word that has been spoken this morning, Father God, will give them hope, Father God, will give them more hope, Father God, would continue, Father God, to be that light that they need, Father God, in order to go on, Father God, because sometimes, Father God, it gets a little weary, Father God. Okay. But your word, Father God, speaks life into all of our situations, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you for your word on today, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity, Father God, to be able, Father God, to bring your word to your people on this morning, Father God. And now may your love and the peace of God our Father and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with all of us, both now and forever. And let the saints of God say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you again, preacher. Ask everyone to give her a call and encourage her along life's journey. God bless you, and we'll pray for you. We'll see you again on next Sunday. Have an awesome and wonderful week.